Chapter 3. Most of the flight to Chulai was over water. A sergeant with us said that the plane swung out over the water to avoid anti-aircraft fire. Chulai was cooler than the area we had come from, but not much. It was still muggy. They had expected us earlier, and the lieutenant who directed us to the truck that would take us to our units seemed pissed. "We can't hold these trucks up any longer, so you guys are going to have to chow down your units," he said. "When I call your name, get right in the back of the first truck. Keep your hands and arms in the truck and leave that netting up. You don't want to be sitting in there when some slant throws a grenade in the back." The lieutenant was sharp. His brass belt buckle and insignia were shined, and his uniform was creased in all the right places. Chulai seemed less frantic than Tan Son Nhut. I was looking around, trying to figure out what Chulai was like, when I heard my name. "Any of you guys know this Perry?" the lieutenant was asking. "I'm Perry," I said.
"Well, wake the hell up, soldier."
"Yes, sir."
"Well, get on the damn truck."
"Yes, sir."
When I got in the back of the truck, Pee-wee was cracking up. I laughed with him. Jenkins started imitating the sergeant, and he had his voice down perfectly.
"Hey, are you an actor?" Pee-wee asked.
"No, I can just..."
Jenkins' voice trailed off.
"Do it again."
Pee-wee nudged Jenkins' foot. Jenkins did it again, and Pee-wee cracked up again. I thought Jenkins was going to be fun after all. Pee-wee pulled the net over the back end of the truck and tied it down. Then we started off. The back of the truck was like an oven. We started off reasonably slow, and I got my first glimpse of the base. It looked okay. The movement cooled the truck off a little, and I thought the ride wouldn't be bad. Then we went through the gate and an outer checkpoint, and the driver picked up speed. We were bounced around the back of the truck like crazy. I had to hold on to the sides and keep standing. Sitting in the bouncing truck was impossible. We arrived at headquarters company a half hour or so after we left the main base at Chulai. The captain who greeted us was wearing a flak jacket, the heavy vest that was supposed to stop bullets and shrapnel. There were big rings of sweat under his arms and a pool of sweat in the hollow of his neck. He glanced at each of us and checked our names off on his copy of our orders. The GIs I saw at Chulai looked sharp enough to be in a parade. These guys looked as if they had just come in from a hard day's work. A damn hard day's work. Most of the guys who had come with us from Chulai were assigned to one of the row of hooches behind us. Me, Pee-wee, and Jenkins were told we would be going out to Alpha Company. A chopper was supposed to take us and one other guy out to the company. In the meantime, we had to load a pump onto the truck we came on. The pump wasn't crated, and it was hard to get a grip on it. Pee-wee and Jenkins were on one side of it, and I was on the other, but we couldn't get it up on the truck. Then an officer sent another guy over. His name tag read Johnson. He was black and as tall as I was, but bigger.
"We're supposed to..."
Pee-wee was pointing to the pump when Johnson reached down and grabbed it. He grunted, rocked backward, and brought the pump to his knees. He grunted again, lifted the pump onto the back of the truck, turned slowly, and walked away.
"Amen," Pee-wee called out behind him. "Amen."